Planning for retirement has changed significantly over the past 20 years, influenced by shifts in the economy, demographics, technology, and regulatory environments. Today, we'll review some of the most significant changes and how they can impact your retirement. That and more today on Retire Smart Maryland Radio.
Welcome in to Retire Smart Maryland Radio with Prashant Savapathy.
Welcome into Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Your host is Prashant Savapathy. You can find him at Elite Income Advisors, again, headquartered in Ellicott City, also an office in Annapolis for your convenience. He is a fiduciary advisor, independent fiduciary advisor, and it's always about helping his clients get ready for their retirement. He is a published author two times over, Physical Health, Retirement Wealth, and Retire Abundantly. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. Each and every week, it's always about the importance of having that retirement plan, building that plan to get you to and through. And we are going to offer up Retire Smart Roadmaps. These are complimentary appointments. That's coming up on the program. We'll tell you more about that as we move through. So, Prashant, before we jump in, man, how was your week?
Week has been great. Busy as ever. As always, I feel like lately. So, it's been really good. Our team's been doing some awesome work. We've done some seminars around the state of Maryland. My partner, Mike Hartzell, who's on the show from time to time, has been doing estate planning focused seminars, which has been really interesting. I mean, I feel like a lot of times we're talking about Social Security and tax, but incorporating estate planning has been a huge point of concern for our viewing audience on TV, our audience on the radio as well. So we built a couple seminars around that, been doing those, and had some pretty tremendous response. So it's always interesting to kind of stay tapped into the pulse of what our viewership actually wants to hear about.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of concern out there. And I think when you get past the age of 50, you start thinking about your own mortality. And how are you going to leave it? So estate planning is a big, big deal. So again, want to remind everybody, too, a great place for information is the website, EliteIncomeAdvisors.com. Any kind of webinar, any kind of seminar that they've got going on, you can find it at Elite Income Advisors. Again, EliteIncomeAdvisors.com. Great information there for you.
Yeah, Morgan, real quick on that. All of our events are totally free to attend. Okay, so when we started the firm years ago, Ozzy and I, my business partner and our CEO, Ozzy, we made a commitment that all of our educational events and things like that would be totally free to attend. Our goal is just to try to push out as much information that's good, reliable information as we can to the public. And then we trust that our people will make the best decisions possible. And that's why we do these Retire Smart Roadmaps, to provide a little bit more of a customized retirement plan for folks. But our educational events are totally free, open to the public. You do have to pre-register, though. So if you're thinking about coming to one of our workshops, just call the office, visit the website. You'll be able to submit an inquiry and a registration form to attend.
I love that. No barrier, an opportunity. I think people are intimidated, Prashant. I mean, we talk about it from time to time on the program that, I mean, it is your money, but people don't like to share that information. They're concerned, but kind of getting over the hump as far as going to a seminar. The fact that you guys are open and you will invite them in and they can learn, at their own pace, and it is complimentary.
That's exactly right. I always say that we will do our part in providing you with the tools that you need to make decisions. At the end of the day, it's up to you to take the action to either come into the seminar, book that complimentary consultation with my fantastic team of advisors. They're going to take really good care of you, put together an income plan so that you know exactly what kind of income you're going to have coming in for the rest of your life. And talking about income, I think like when we tease the intro to the show, we've talked about how things have changed over the last 20 years. I would love, Morgan, to dive into what some of those changes have looked like and where retirees might be missing the mark, that if you just make a couple tweaks here and there, you could actually put your retirement plan in such excellent shape. Let's maybe dive into this a little bit.
All right. So let's jump in our helicopter. Let's go up to about, 10, 15,000 feet. Let's look down. We're looking at the last 20 years. All right. And this is retirement plan. How it's changed, significant changes. First one, the shift from defined benefit to defined contribution plans.
Yeah, so remember, the defined benefit plan was when you would work for an employer 20, 30, 40 years, and in exchange for all of that service, they would provide you with a defined benefit, also known as a pension, right? And so that pension would come in each and every month, each and every year for the rest of your lifetime. But then what's happened over the last like 10 or 15 years is we've seen these pensions start to go away, right? They're underfunded, they're mismanaged, whatever you want to call them. Interest rate environment hasn't been what we thought it would be. Pensions have started to go away, and that's created a shift to the defined contribution plan, more emphasis being placed on things like 401ks and IRAs. But the issue at its core is still the same as it always was, which is, where is my paycheck going to come from in retirement? Previously, your employer would outsource that paycheck to a big insurance company who would set up an annuity for you to give you that pension. And now what's happened is you're required to do it on your own. Once you start to solve that problem, retirement becomes a heck of a lot easier. Where is my paycheck going to come from when I'm no longer working?
Yeah, creating those income streams for your retirement. Again, we're talking about just significant changes to planning when it comes to retirement over the last 20 years. So we talked about the shift from the pension to the defined contribution plans. But now there's also increasing contribution limits. That has changed over the last 20.
Yeah, it sure has. And so because more of an emphasis is being placed on 401ks, it makes sense that the government would increase contribution limits. So, for example, the 401k contribution limit has risen from $11,000, which is what it was in 2002, up to $23,000, which is what it is in 2024. Now, of course, if you're over the age of 50, you can also add in what's called a catch-up contribution to save a little bit more for retirement, to kind of add some extra juice as you're entering that last 10 to 15 year period. You can save more than the $23,000 by taking advantage of catch-up contributions as well.
So you look at all the changes that are going on in the last 20 years when it comes to retirement planning. What's causing it? Well, it's the economy, the demographics, technology, again, regulatory environments. All these things are going to impact your retirement. And so these are the shifts we are seeing. And certainly this next one, the fact that you not only can have a 401k, but now there's the Roth 401k. This is a big change.
Yeah, this is a huge change. And so the Roth 401k allows you to put away after-tax money. But the benefit, the real benefit, is that as that money grows, you don't actually have to pay any taxes on it, provided that you hold the money for at least 5 years and provided that you're over 59 and a half years old when you withdraw it. And look, I think retirement planning comes down to three things, Morgan. It comes down to understanding where your paycheck and income is going to come from. Number two, it's about managing your tax liability, which a Roth or a Roth 401k can help you do. And number three, it comes with managing your risk. Okay, you want to take as many things, variables off the table that could jeopardize your retirement as possible. And that comes to risk management. So folks, if you've never gone through a process to help map out your income, if you're unsure where your paycheck is going to come from when you retire, if you're not sure how to manage the tax liability, great opportunity to come in and visit with our team. It's totally complimentary. That phone number is 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. On the other side of the break, Morgan, let's talk about what people will experience when they come in, but complimentary appointment to come in and visit. Review your retirement plan, 800-653-8404.
When we return on Retire Smart Maryland Radio, we'll talk about the experience when you walk in the office at Elite Income Advisors, plus more of the significant changes in retirement planning over the last 20 years. It's all coming up next. Back on Retire Smart Maryland Radio, your host is Prashant Sabapathy. You can find him at Elite Income Advisors, headquartered Ellicott City, and an office in Annapolis for your convenience. Prashant is an independent fiduciary, again, working hard for his clients, getting them ready for their retirement. He's a published author as well, Physical Health, Retirement Wealth, and Retire Abundantly. And check out a great resource website, EliteIncomeAdvisors.com. Again, Elite Income Advisors. AccessoryAdvisors.com. It's easy to remember. Again, if there's any seminar coming up, you're going to get information there, plus some of our radio shows in podcast form available for you. It's all about getting you ready for retirement. So, Prashant, before we jump back into some of the most significant changes in the last 20 years to retirement planning, let's talk about the Elite Income Advisors experience. If they are fortunate enough to grab one of your appointments this week, what can they expect when they come in?
Okay, number one, when you come in to visit with us, personal guarantee, there will be no pressure to do anything. Okay, so that's number one, is you're not here to come in to be sold something. Okay, you're here to come in to evaluate your retirement plan as it stands today. So one of the things that we do is we'll talk to you about your situation. And you can ask us as many questions as you have about the concerns that you have. After that, we're going to put you through our Retire Smart road mapping process, and that will include creating an income for life plan. Okay, so my biggest philosophy when it comes to retirement is the higher the income, the better the outcome. Okay, so our very first and foremost objective is to help get your income in retirement as high as possible. We want to do that as quickly as possible. Most importantly, we want to do that as safely as possible. So we're going to put together that income plan, which helps map out your income each and every year for the rest of your lifetime. And then the second thing we're going to do is we're going to put together what we call a bucketing plan. And that bucketing plan is going to show you how using different buckets of money can help grow your money, as well as provide you the income we need. Now, people always ask me, what are the different buckets? And so typically, most of our clients have the majority of their money in what's called a market-based bucket. I call it a risk bucket or a red bucket. And the key with that red bucket is that we have to be able to give it enough time to do what it does. We know that over time, markets have a pretty reliable track record of going up. But that's only if we're not touching that money. And so what we do is we set up a separate bucket of money, a safe bucket of money. And that safe bucket of money, it's going to be things typically like indexed annuities, which provide income to the client. And so when you have a bucket of money that's always providing you all of the income that you need in retirement, it actually empowers you to leave your risk money alone. And so when we go ahead and map out your plan, we'll help map out the income, we'll help bucket your money in such a way where you have all the income you need and the ability to grow some of your risk assets. And then as a tack on to that, we'll talk about taxes and estate planning as well. All of that conversation and that mapping process, It's totally complimentary. Nobody is obligated to do any business with us. It's just an alternate way of designing your retirement to make it efficient for you when you get there.
And Prashant, there's so many people out there that are just sitting on their portfolios. They've saved really well. They've accumulated their entire working life, but they're intimidated by this entire process. And you're offering up an opportunity, no pressure, to come in and really see how it works, see how Elite Income Advisors goes about their business. And it's all about, you know, income in retirement and creating that plan.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we named the firm Elite Income Advisors, right? It's because income is at the forefront of a solid, predictable, steady retirement plan. And so all of my advisors, regardless of who you meet with, whether you meet with me or Mike or Connor, Kevin, Ozzie, Nick, all of our advisors say the same thing to folks when they come in to visit, which is if at any point in the process you feel like our team is simply not the right fit for you, it's totally okay to just be upfront with us on that. You're not going to offend anyone. I don't want you to work with anybody who you're not comfortable working with. So come on in, hear our philosophy, let us map that plan out. If at the end of the process you feel like it's not the right fit for you, that's totally fine. But what I'll tell you, Morgan, is if you come in with an open mind, most of the people that come in to visit with us find that the solutions that we offer and the way that we think about planning tend to be a great fit for low to moderate risk investors who are concerned about where that paycheck is going to come from in retirement.
Easy to phone call. I mean, again, grab one of these appointments. Call this number, 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. That'll grab you an appointment. Again, the Retire Smart Roadmap will be put together for you. And it's complimentary. And there's no pressure. And as Prashant said, at any point, if you feel like it's not a good fit, you know, say so. And there's no obligation. So an opportunity for you right now, 800-653-8404. Grab one of those appointments. So let's get back to the significant changes in the last two decades when it comes to retirement planning. We've already talked about that shift from the defined benefit or pension to the defined contribution plans like the 401k. There's also the increase in contribution limits. We've also talked about the introduction of the Roth 401k. This next one, the health savings account. A lot of people, you know, they hear about it, but they don't really know what's behind the health savings account. And this is something that could be a triple threat.
Absolutely, because HSAs have really started to become more popular as a retirement savings tool. And that triple threat that you're talking about is the triple tax advantage, right? It's that your contributions to the HSA are tax deductible, which means you get to deduct those off of your income. Number two, the earnings grow tax deferred or tax free. And that's the third part, is the tax-free withdrawals, right? So we have that triple threat where you can deduct money, and then if it's used for health expenses, you can go ahead and get it tax-free. But check this out as an added bonus. After the age of 65, you can actually use the money for non-medical expenses without penalty. Now, you will still have to pay tax on that, Morgan, but if it's not allocated for healthcare, it's not like that money's wasted. You can still go get it after the age of 65.
So important to sit down, work with a fiduciary firm, and map out what you're going to do for your retirement. Again, we offer up the complimentary appointments with Elite Income Advisors. Get that Retire Smart roadmap put together for you. Again, those appointments can be had by calling the number, 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. So significant changes in retirement planning over the last couple of decades. Health savings account we just talked about. Required minimum distributions, there have been changes there, Prashant.
Yeah, so RMD age, so required minimum distributions, RMD, that age has gone up over the last several years. It used to be at 70 and a half years old, you were required to take money out of your retirement accounts at 70 and a half. Now, what happened is they increased that age to 72 during the Secure Act of 2019. But then what happened is they updated it again. And so where we're at right now is at 73 years old, you must start taking money from those pre-tax retirement accounts. Now, I want to make a really important point on this. In order to be successful investing in the market, Morgan, what is the single most important factor that drives any person's investment success? If you were to attribute it to just one thing, what would you say that thing would be?
Consistency, being in the market. I mean, I'm thinking about long term. I think to be successful, I need to be in there.
That's exactly right. You have to be in there. And you said long term, which is just a function of time, right? We said it in the previous segment, the longer you're in the market, the higher the probability is that your investments will make a return. And we know that by just looking at any chart of the S&P 500 over the last, say, 30 or 40 years, right? The challenge is when you get to retirement, what is the one thing that you inherently just don't have as much of?
That would be time.
It's time, right? And so check this out. If the market crashes right when you have to take your RMD, does the government say, oh, you know what? You don't have to take it this year. No, they don't. Like, they've done that once or twice in like absolutely catastrophic scenarios. But in 2022, all my clients still had to take out their RMD. And so this is where I go back to this idea of bucketing your money. You want to have safe money for when the markets go down that you can draw upon. You want to have risk money so that when markets go up, you're able to draw your gains out of that to satisfy RMDs. I would say of all the things that affluent people have to deal with, taxes is number one that goes unplanned for. And number two is efficient RMD planning. It's such a huge part of the millionaire's retirement plan, and not enough people are thinking about it.
I tell you, the required minimum distribution, just the changes there, and make sure it is part of the discussion when you are putting together your RetireSmart roadmap, which we're going to offer up to you today. We're just going over some of the significant changes in retirement planning over the last 20 years. Got time for a couple more of these, Prashant. Again, moving from the RMD changes to the advent of target date funds.
Yeah, so target date funds kind of remind me of the easy button. Remember the easy button?
Yeah.
So the easy button is what I equate the target date fund to. The target date funds automatically adjust the asset mix of your money between stocks and bonds as the target retirement date approaches. So if I have a 2040 fund, it's going to be a heck of a lot more aggressive than something like a 2025 target date fund. The issue that we see here is that they have a systematic way of how they operate. The closer you get to the target, the less risk they take. The challenge is, in a year like 2022, you know, I was just meeting with one of our radio listeners. He came in, he had about $175,000 in a target date fund. He lost a bunch of money in 2022 because the stock market and the bond market sold off. And even though the stock market has recovered, his balance hasn't fully recovered. And that's because he wasn't all in stocks to ride the recovery back out. So target date funds, while they are easy to invest in, they take a lot of the work off of your shoulders. They're not always the best thing for your specific retirement plan. You got to be very, very careful with these types of things.
We have time for one more, Prashant. I want to jump to this one. Just the emphasis on longevity planning. We often talk about we're living longer. We got to be able to pay for it.
Yeah, I mean, increased life expectancy. There's a greater emphasis on planning for that next phase of life. And you have to consider things like long-term care insurance, health care costs, and strategies to ensure that savings last through retirement. Look, I always say this. The scariest day of a retiree's lifetime is not the day that they run out of money. It's the day that they realize they are going to run out of money and there's absolutely nothing they can do about it. So, folks, if you haven't created that plan to ensure that you're not ever going to run out of income, give us a call. That's 800-653-8404. When you come in to visit, it's just a conversation. It's not designed to turn every radio listener into a client, but what it is designed to do is give you exactly what you need, a solid income plan so that you know where your income is going to come from in retirement, whether it's Social Security, pension, your 401k, maybe an annuity to shore up your income situation. So let us map that out for you. You tell us what you like about it, what you don't like about it. If we find enough common ground, maybe we'll work together. If not, no hard feelings. We'll go our separate way. But at least you got a professional second opinion. Spots available right now, 800-653-8404.
When we return on RetireSmart Maryland Radio, reliable streams of income in retirement. You need them. We'll talk about that when we return. RetireSmart Maryland Radio, hosted by Prashant Sabapathy. You can find him at Elite Income Advisors. Check us out online, EliteIncomeAdvisors.com. It's a great resource website. Links to the TV show, radio show, and podcast form, EliteIncomeAdvisors.com. And again, Prashant's an independent fiduciary. He's a published author, a couple of books already to his credit, Fiscal Health, Retirement Wealth, and Retire Abundantly. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. We get into so many different retirement topics. We have these discussions. And again, it's all about helping you get ready for your retirement. And you can get a RetireSmart roadmap put together for you, complimentary. Just grab one of the appointments on the show today. They are available and open now. 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. So creating that retirement paycheck, Prashant, you talk about this all the time. It's very, very important. You know it's going to be there. If it's guaranteed income, you're going to be able to relax when you get into retirement. But we're going to talk about a vehicle that a lot of people are starting to turn to and use. And Elite Income Advisors is one of those groups that really is on board here, the annuity for 2024. So let's get into this. Just understanding the A word, we often kind of start off any annuity discussion with, you know, it's not the same as it was 10, 15 years ago. It has changed.
Yeah, it sure has. I mean, if you think about it, your pension, if you're fortunate enough to have one, and we have a lot of federal employees in this area, so we see a lot of people that have pensions. Certainly some of these bigger defense contractors offer pensions. And all that pension is, Morgan, is it's an annuity, right? That's all it is. They've taken a lump sum of money, they being your employer, have taken a lump sum of money and contracted that out to an insurance company, an annuity company, to pay you an income for the rest of your life. So how you have to start thinking about annuity is it's insuring your paycheck. So I always talk about this, and if you watch the TV show, you read the book, I talk about this all the time. We insure every major thing in our life, right? Like you have home insurance, you have car insurance, you certainly have health insurance. And why is that? It's because we want to protect against the catastrophic scenarios with any of those huge, huge assets. I would argue that your income is just as big of an asset as any of those things. You buy life insurance while you are working so that if you pass away, your family will have insurance to replace your income. But have you thought about insuring your income in retirement? Now, here's what I will say about it. I'm not saying every single person out there needs an annuity. That's absolutely not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that if you have a gap in your income, using an annuity could be a great solution to help you understand where your income is going to come from, because it gives you a sense of security surrounding your paycheck.
There are many types of annuities, and there are hybrid annuities. There are customizable annuities. So let's kind of run it down. What exactly is out there in the marketplace right now?
So five core types of annuities are out there. Number one is the immediate annuity. Now, quite frankly, we don't do a ton of immediate annuities. In fact, I've probably done one in the last several years. But an immediate annuity just means you put a lump sum of money into an annuity and then you start receiving payments that come in for the rest of your life. Now, what I don't like about this is it doesn't offer the annuity contract owner, you, the client, a whole heck of a lot of flexibility. So we're not really a big fan of the immediate annuities. Deferred annuities mean that you put in a lump sum and payments begin at a future date, which actually allows your principal and your investment to grow over time. So we've seen a lot of that over the years. Fixed annuities are number three, and those are kind of like CDs, right? If I buy a three-year CD that pays me 5%, you can do the same thing with a fixed annuity. You're just going to get whatever the rates are. The good thing is that they're extremely easy to understand. If I buy a three-year annuity at 5%, I know I'm going to get exactly 5% each and every year for 3 years. The fourth one is really interesting, and that is the variable annuity. Variable annuities, your principal balance goes up and down with the fluctuation of the market. But oftentimes what we see is we see variable annuities that have ultra high fees, Morgan. I was sitting down with a client a couple weeks ago, and before they came to us, they got sold in a variable annuity. They went to one of those dinner seminars and someone set them up with an annuity. And when we analyzed this person's variable annuity, what we found is that they were paying over 4.5% per year.
Wow.
In annual fees. 4.5%. That's ridiculous to me. So what we were able to do is we were able to get them something different, which actually reduced their fees severely and saved them a ton of money and still got them the income they needed. And we did it using the fifth type of annuity, and that is called the indexed annuity. So indexed annuities have no market risk. So when the market goes down, you cannot lose money. But when the market goes up, you have the ability to make money. And oftentimes there's no fees associated with indexed annuities. So much better, in my opinion, than the variable annuities that exist.
We're talking about, again, you know, in retirement, setting up that paycheck. And, you know, this portion of the program, we're talking about the annuity and how that can help in this situation. So understanding annuities, we've gotten to there. What about just, you know, if the annuity is a good fit, you really need to do this first. And that's just to really take a look at what your financial needs are. And if an annuity is a good fit, then you move forward.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, an annuity is not the right fit for every single person, but a great place to start is determine what your monthly income target needs to look like, or your annual income target, what it needs to look like. Total up all of your sources of reliable income in retirement. So what is reliable income? Social Security is a form of reliable income. A pension is a form of reliable income. What is not reliable income? Reliable income is not money that's just sitting in a 401k that fluctuates up and down with the market, right? So once you determine what your reliable sources of income are going to pay you in retirement, you simply just contrast that with your income needs. If you have a gap, then you can use an annuity to fill in that gap. I'll give you a great example of this. I had a client, 63 years old, okay, had about $3 million all in retirement accounts. They all had some other money as well, but we were focusing mostly on their retirement accounts. Basically, what happened is they told me that they wanted to retire when they were 67 years old. So they were 4 years away from retirement when they came to visit with me. All they had for reliable income was Social Security. So between husband's Social Security, wife's Social Security, we had about $55,000 a year of income that we could reliably count on. Their income need on an annual basis was $120,000. So $10,000 a month is what they needed. They only had about $50,000 coming in. So they said to me, how do I close this gap in the income? Off of the $3 million, what I helped them do is we took $850,000 of that $3 million and we put it into a fixed indexed annuity that provides them guaranteed income for both of their lifetimes. In 4 years' time, when they go to elect that income, it will pay them a paycheck of $78,549 per year, and that will come in every single year for the rest of their lifetime. They deposited $850,000, and they will be able to draw $78,000 a year of income for the rest of both of their lifetimes. And because that is all the income that they will ever need in retirement, the remaining $2.1 million that we didn't put in the annuity can sit in the stock market and we don't have to ever touch it, which gives it the time it needs to get the returns that we are seeking in retirement. And folks, that is how you efficiently design a retirement plan. Fill the income gap first.
So important. I mean, again, just to have these types of conversations, you know, take a look at, you know, your retirement puzzle. We talk about that. We use that analogy quite a bit. Understand possibly an annuity might be a good fit for you. Assess what your needs are going to be moving to and through retirement, and then choosing the right annuity that's going to make that happen for you. That is going to be crucial. The opportunity to come in and talk about this with Prashant and his team is right now, Prashant.
Yeah, that phone number is 800-653-8404. Maybe you're not sure whether you have a gap in your income in retirement. If you do have a gap in your income, you might not be sure the best way to subsidize or fill in that income gap. Come on in. Let's talk about it. I'm not necessarily saying that every person needs an annuity, but if you have an old annuity, you're not sure if it's working for you the correct way, if you're not sure about where your income is going to come from, if you're not sure about your taxes in retirement, great opportunity to have that Retire Smart roadmap put together. That phone number again, 800-653-8404. We have offices in Ellicott City and Annapolis. We also do take appointments virtually via Zoom. All you have to do, have your calendar in front of you and dial that phone number, 800-653-8404.
When we return on Retire Smart Maryland Radio, the Fed Reserve continues to discuss rate cuts and even potential rate hikes. It seems like we can have our morning coffee, and that's exactly what they're talking about every single day. We are going to discuss it when we return on Retire Smart Maryland Radio.
Retire Smart Maryland Radio, hosted by Prashant Sabapathy. Elite Income Advisors, where you can find us. Check us out online, eliteincomeadvisors.com. Prashant's an independent fiduciary. He's a published author, a couple of books to his credit already, Fiscal Health, Retirement Wealth, and Retire Abundantly. Now, Elite is headquartered in Ellicott City, but also an office in Annapolis for your convenience. And again, it's all about creating that income in retirement. We talk about it each and every week. Again, Morgan Patrick, Consumer Advocate. So the Fed and interest rates, we're going to get into this, Prashant. The changes continue to have an impact in the market. We've seen wild, wild swings. Minneapolis Federal Reserve President Neil Kashkari told CNBC recently that the Fed Reserve should wait for significant progress on inflation before cutting interest rates. The question is, can you rule out a rate hike?
Many more months of positive inflation data, I think, to give me confidence that it's appropriate to dial back. You know, the U.S. economy has remained remarkably resilient. GDP growth has been strong, much stronger than forecast. Most people thought that we'd be in a recession toward the end of last year. That didn't happen. Instead, we had very strong growth. U.S. consumers have remained remarkably resilient. The housing market has remained resilient. So I'm not seeing the need to hurry and do rate cuts. I think we should take our time and get it right.
Again, Minneapolis Federal Reserve President Neil Kashkari on CNBC recently. So what does he think it's going to take to get things moving in the right direction?
No, I don't think anybody I don't think we should rule anything out at this point. We are all committed to getting inflation all the way back down to our 2% target. The most recent inflation print that we got on the CPI data was marginally better than the earlier prints from the first 3 months, but still not where we need it to get to. So it wasn't getting worse, but we just need to wait and see. I think right now we're in a good position because the labor market remains strong in the U.S., so we have the luxury of being able to sit here until we gain confidence on where inflation is headed.
Just your thoughts, Kashkari, recently on CNBC, just talking about where we are.
You know, I understand his point of view, but honestly, it upsets me to hear stuff like that. Okay, to say we can just sit around and wait for stuff to happen. I'll tell you what, the people that come into my office aren't telling me that they're okay just waiting around for inflation to go down. People are feeling this stuff, especially retirees who are on fixed income. Mm-hmm. Are feeling this stuff. Now, if inflation stays high, that means even if you did a great job saving $1 million, $2 million, you're having to withdraw more of your portfolio just to keep up with the cost of living. And with the threat of rising taxes around the corner, this is a scary, scary time, Morgan, where a lot of people have uncertainty regarding how much income they're actually going to need and how much they're going to need to withdraw from their retirement accounts to just make ends meet and live life the way that they want it. So I take offense to what this guy's saying about it. I understand why he's saying it, and I understand what the Federal Reserve's target is. But to be this nonchalant about it really upsets me as an advisor who has to deal with this type of stuff every single day.
Yeah, they're trying to control the panic. People are very, very nervous. And we often talk about this on the program, especially in the last couple of years. With inflation where it is and the prices, we talk about just different examples of everyday stuff. We go to the grocery store, we go to the gas station. I mean, the prices are up. Guess what? I mean, just because inflation is coming back down a little bit, that doesn't mean the prices are coming back down. I mean, the prices are remaining, if not getting a little bit higher. So you're on the money, Prashant. I mean, you have to figure out, okay, if you're going to be on a fixed income, if you're already there, obviously, or if you're headed there very soon, how are you going to create guaranteed income that is going to increase with inflation?
Yeah, the solution to higher inflation is higher income. It's that simple, right? It's that simple, because if you're taking on debt as a result of higher inflation, at some point you're gonna have to pay that debt off. And that all flows back to income. What really upsets me about this, Morgan, is that for years, dating all the way back to 2021, 2022, when inflation started to spike, what did they tell us? They told us that inflation was transitory. I feel like transitory was the buzzword that was in financial news for months.
I remember when the word came out, we're all going, what?
Yeah, exactly, right? So then it was inflation is transitory. And then it was inflation's not transitory, but it's coming down. And then it's, you know what? We were going to have 4 rate cuts in 2024. And then it was 3 rate cuts. And then it was maybe we'll get a rate cut in June. Look, I'm still waiting around. I haven't seen a rate cut, okay? And what that does is it makes borrowing more expensive. It makes markets more volatile when companies can't borrow to reinvest in their business. And as a result of markets being more volatile, it means that all of our clients, 401ks and IRAs and TSPs, are now subject to more risk. Now, if there's any silver lining in this, it's that markets have been resilient. I will agree with him on that, is that markets have been resilient. The economy has been resilient, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's been easier for retirees to operate in retirement. So the answer to all of this uncertainty is, look, I think we have to create a retirement plan that factors in inflation being around for the future. And if inflation is going to be here, the answer to higher inflation is higher income. You got to build in enough income to your retirement plan to make sure you can deal with it.
You know, opportunity to have a conversation about where you are, if you have started planning or not, is right now. We have an opportunity for you to get on the calendar with Elite Income Advisors. The Retire Smart Roadmap will be put together for you. These appointments are complimentary. You leave the checkbook at home. This is no pressure. There's no obligation. You get to know Prashant, get to know the team, and they're going to get to know, you know, kind of where you are, what your situation is. And a lot of you, you just don't know. And having that kind of information, that kind of knowledge, that's power. That's confidence as you move towards your retirement date. So take advantage. Grab an appointment right now. 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. That Retire Smart Roadmap put together for you. And you'll have a better idea of kind of where you are. And there are a lot of you out there. And Prashant, the numbers come back almost every single year. There aren't a lot of people out there. It's less than 50% that are using a professional planner when it comes to their retirement, to use a fiduciary to help them map it out. Because one, it's almost like they want to avoid it until they absolutely have to. You don't want to wait too long on this.
Yeah, absolutely not. And part of that Retire Smart road mapping process is a 401k and investment x-ray. So what it does with this x-ray is it's an analysis of the risk and return metrics of your portfolio. I can't tell you how many times, Morgan, people come into the office. One of the questions that our advisors ask the people that we talk to is, how much loss can you incur in the market before you begin to feel uncomfortable? Mm. And inevitably, most of the people tell us, well, I don't want to lose any more than 10%, 15%. Every once in a while, we'll get someone that says 20 or 30%. But most of the people don't want to see their retirement savings go down any more than 10 to 15% as they get closer to retirement. Well, then we run this portfolio x-ray and this 401k analysis for them. And what this software that we have does is it actually maps out what your maximum risk is in your portfolio. I ran a plan this morning, Morgan. The guy's worst case scenario was negative 43% maximum drawdown in his portfolio. He had about 800,000. I showed him that his 800,000 in a worst case scenario could lose like $320,000. And he didn't know about it. His advisor never talked to him about maximum risk. And more importantly, his advisor never talked to him about when he loses money, what impact that's going to have on his ability to create that retirement paycheck. So one of the things that you'll get is a risk analysis to show you exactly what you have today. And before you take any advice from us or anybody else, you should know what happens if you just keep on doing what you're doing. And then you can compare it to different solutions to figure out if any of those solutions are better for you. But you have to have a baseline. And I can't tell you how many people do not understand the baseline case of what they have today.
Yeah, what's the old saying? You don't know what you don't know. And there are a lot of people out there that are just continuing on because that's what they've always done. And now all of a sudden, I mean, time's running short for a lot of us. We're headed towards retirement. And again, we compliment you on acquiring and accumulating and saving, but now you've got to take that next step. You've got a plan for how your income is going to last through your retirement.
It's exactly right. It's this classic case of accumulation versus distribution. You spend the first 30, 40, 50 years of your life, 60 years of your life, accumulating money, all to get to this tipping point when you retire. And then you got to figure out how to take that million or two or $3 million and turn it into a lifetime of income to give you that fulfilling version of retirement. So many advisors these days are accumulation advisors. And by the way, I have no issue with accumulation advisors. A lot of them are really, really excellent at what they do, but a lot of them are also not specialized to help their clients go from accumulating to distributing, right? You want to see the right specialist. At Elite Income Advisors, we are distribution specialists. We do not typically help people who are establishing wealth. We only work with clients who already have established wealth, who are interested in protecting it, minimizing the tax consequences, and then tax efficiently passing it on as a legacy to their heirs, okay? If you are in that phase of life where you're entering the distribution phase and your advisor has not talked to you about tax strategies, risk management to help you through the distribution phase of your lifetime, this will be the last opportunity for today's show to call in. Schedule that free appointment with my team at Elite Income Advisors in Ellicott City, Annapolis, or via Zoom. That phone number, again, 800-653-8404. When you come in to visit, we're going to put together the Retire Smart Roadmap, which is going to include an income for life plan to help you map out your income after taxes and inflation every year for the rest of your life. Number two, a risk analyzation report to show you what kind of worst case scenario you're dealing with your current investments. Number three, a fee analysis. And number four, we will talk about how to mitigate tax liability in retirement. That is your Retire Smart Roadmap and the key to your most fulfilling version of retirement.
Get on this phone number. Call it now. 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. Another edition of Retire Smart Maryland Radio in the books for Prashant Sabapathy. I'm Morgan Patrick. We'll see you on the radio next week.
Guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. If you withdraw money from or surrender your contract within a certain period of time after investing, the insurance company may assess the surrender charge. Withdrawals may be subject to tax penalties and income taxes. Persons selling annuities and other insurance products receive compensation for these transactions. Products are subject to fees and additional expenses. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussion should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell, or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell the investments mentioned. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies discussed. Investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. Elite Income Advisors Incorporated is registered as an investment advisor with the state of Maryland and only transacts business in states where the firm is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by security regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability. You should always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation.